Good evening. My name is Darissa Belcher, and I come to you tonight to speak about charter schools and accountability within public schools. To begin, charter schools were developed to give parents and students choice and voice when it came to failing schools. To be specific, failing public schools. Two questions come to mind. Were the schools really failing, and what was being done to prevent the schools from failing? Next, charter schools have become deregulated, exclusionary, termed as salvation, and most importantly, for profit. Charter schools do not provide the choice and voice that students and parents need because there are so many issues when it comes to charter schools. The biggest issue when it comes to charter schools is the lack of accountability. To segue into my next point about accountability, I would like to talk about CCRPI scores and high-stakes testing. I agree with the idea of high-stakes testing within public schools. It holds students, teachers, parents, and principals accountable for the learning that takes place inside of their buildings from day to day. Ever since the enactment of No Child Left Behind, accountability within schools has increased tremendously. The first part of accountability within schools is high-stakes testing. In Georgia, we take the Georgia Milestones Assessment. The next part of accountability is actual accountability. This is where teachers, students, and parents and principals are held accountable for the scores. The next part of accountability is reform. This is what occurs when test scores are used to make decisions. Test scores are basically used to make decisions about whether schools can stay open, closed, or whether they become regulated. As a final thought, schools cannot improve if they are not open. Thank you.